This is The Guardian.
So it's the morning of the Farah by-election and we're in Albury. And today could be an historic day if One Nation wins a seat in the House of Representatives for the first time.
He's here.
He's here. The man of the moment, David Sutton. But no Pauline.
David,
how are you?
Well, I'm good, mate. How important is today, David?
It's significant, it's important, not only just for Farah, but for the Australian nation. You know, the nation's looking for change. Farah's screaming out for change. So today's very, very important.
If you win today, can voters be guaranteed that you'll be running for One Nation in 2 years' time or at the next election?
I've got three clear jobs to do. I've got to win today, I've got to make sure that we're ready for the next election, and I want to help Pauline Hanson and his team build a powerful political party for Australia.
Where is Pauline?
I'll be seeing Pauline today. Thank you.
David, do you believe that today will be a clear-cut result?
Well, I think, you know, in the words of Jimmy Swaggart, the crops mature and the harvesters are moving in.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thanks.
How you going?
Have you had any media visits?
Would you like a head of vote card?
No, we're not voting, we're media. Have you had any media visits?
Who are you from?
We're from The Guardian.
The Guardian?
Yeah. How are you going?
How's pretty good,
thanks.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. How's he feeling about it?
Enthusiastic?
Yeah.
Confident?
Yeah. I think he'll get home tonight.
You think he'll get home?
Yes, it should be history making.
History?
Yeah, I think history will be made tonight because people are fed up in the bush and they want change.
We can't get
and we're not getting change. We're not getting change at the top level at the moment.
Brigid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story. It's an historic win for One Nation. On Saturday, the right-wing party won a lower house seat for the first time.
One Nation has reached the end of its beginning. We're going through the ceiling from here.
As voters registered their fury in the New South Wales Farah by-election. A seat that until now has only ever been held by the Liberals or Nationals.
Why do you think people feel One Nation's the answer?
Because the other three are doing nothing.
That's right.
Simple as that.
If you want to tell future behaviour, you have to look at past behaviour. Mm. Past behaviour would suggest that we're not getting what we want. So these people claim that they're going to give us what we need, so that's who we're backing.
And have you looked at their policies?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you like about their policies?
Well, it's what we think.
They're honest.
Yeah.
No lies. That's what we want. Mm. We're sick of lies. Mm.
Liberal and Labor have the same destination in mind, only that the Liberal Party is doing the speed limit.
I grew up in a Liberal National family, and in my early days of voting, I voted Lib Nats, and for the last probably 7 or 8 years, we just haven't had any representation.
And while newly elected MP David Farley may have been on the ticket, many are saying this is very much Pauline Hanson's victory.
It's, when I was walking out of here earlier and I looked up and I saw Sky Calder that we won the seat, I actually got a tear in my eye. And the people out there who may be watching this, we're coming after those other seats.
Today, senior correspondent Sarah Martin and political reporter Sarah Basford-Canales on the ground in Farah as a political earthquake unfolds. It's Monday, the 11th of May.